This is Valley Edition. In the last year, the Valley has become a growing focus of manufacturing and construction companies from around the state and even globally. In addition to the construction of high-speed rail underway throughout the Valley and the announcement of two massive internet distribution warehouses for Amazon and Ulta Beauty in Fresno, commercial construction companies are telling local educators they need more workers. The Fresno County Office of Education says they've heard those concerns, and they're now building a new shop to start a career and technical education charter school in central Fresno. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess spoke with FCOE Superintendent Jim Yovino about why they're opening the new school and how soon they think they can have graduates out working in the field.
Talk to me about where the idea germinated from.
Sure.
What made your office
sure.
want to get involved with opening a charter school focused on career and technical education?
Yes. Well, you know, our office puts on several events during the year for students around this valley. You know, one that we put on is Fresno Area College Night. We've put it on for almost three decades. So we have about 100 colleges that come where parents can talk to see maybe where their child would want to go to school. Well, about 5 years ago, it dawned on me, well, what about the parent who wants to know about construction, manufacturing, engineering? You know, where would they send their child? Well, I quickly realized at that point that there is a tremendous need in this valley, and this valley is really looking for a school, a comprehensive high school that has a career tech focus. And that's really where it came from. That and, you know, the group that's really important, and those are our business partners in this valley, who the Fresno Business Council and other leaders who have said to me, gosh, you know, we need great trained, skilled, workforce, and we want to partner, and we want to help you do that. Well, we have a beautiful school over by Memorial that my expelled youth were in the county. Used to have around 200 kids. We're down to about 50. So we are in the middle of building a $6.5 million shop, with nearly $1 million worth of equipment that will be put into that shop and facility. We'll be enrolling our first group of 125 freshmen. Any student who lives in Fresno County can come to this school. So Fresno County is a big geographical area, as we know. That's from Fireball to Kalinga to Reedley to Sierra in the mountains and all of the school districts in between. Your child can come to this school. It's a free public charter. And again, we're taking enrollment now for our first 125 students.
The Valley is largely seen as an agricultural hotbed.
Right.
Is there a particular reason why a career school would play here, where
right.
maybe people would think perhaps like a farming or an ag school might fit better?
Right. Well, we have a lot of business industry in our valley. There are many manufacturing companies, commercial engineering companies, that are in need of great skilled labor. But, I want folks to understand that really I'm not wanting every child to graduate and go particularly into those one industry. I want them to be exposed to many different pathways in the arena of commercial manufacturing, commercial building, so that they can decide what they want to do with their future after they finish our school. Because the idea is if a kid gets through our programs, and let's say they're exposed to 40 different careers, 40 careers they probably have never heard of before. And then if one of those careers might be engineering, we have a great engineering school right here at Fresno State. So here's a kid who could come through our program, conceivably finish 2 years of college at the same time, and go on and enter Fresno State as a junior and enter into that engineering pathway.
So when you talk with people who are in the industry, they look forward for job market needs, they're thinking like 15, 20, 30 years down the line, what the type of workforce they're thinking we're going to need.
Mm.
So are we thinking that this is preparing for Fresno to grow a whole lot, or is this connected to things that are happening now, like the new distribution centers, like the high-speed
yeah.
rail, or is it a long-term thing, or are we thinking we need these people right now?
We need both. I mean, when I'm hearing from our industry partners that they cannot find a skilled workforce, they can't find labor and students who are prepared to enter. Even when you talk to our trades unions around this valley, when students want to become part of apprenticeship programs, are they qualified? And what I mean qualified, are they prepared to have higher level math skills? And, you know, one doesn't think about that. And when you're in high school, this high school is about making that connection to a career. I took algebra, and I'm sure you took algebra in high school. Did you ever wonder, well, what am I going to do with that? Or why is geometry so important? Why is applied science so important? Well, this school, this is what makes it unique, and this is what our business partners are asking for. There needs to be something connected to the work the kids are doing to school, to our businesses.
Well, and I think the leap that sometimes people fail to make is that you might enter a field as a journeyman or as an apprentice or someone who's coming out of Fresno State starting in it. It doesn't necessarily mean your career path is going to leave you there your whole life. A lot of the people who run these companies now started
absolutely
in a place like that.
And I'm a great example of that. I mean, I'm sitting here as county superintendent of schools. I have my teaching credential, my master's in administration. I didn't even know what a county superintendent of schools, who they were. But it started out, I started coaching. And if you start coaching, and I started teaching, and then I became a principal, it's the same, that's a career pathway. So that's what I want our kids to see from this school. I want them to have that opportunity and experience. And I have to say, when you were talking about businesses earlier, the businesses in our valley have, as a result of even last week, three different businesses have reached out to me and said, oh my gosh, how can we help? We want to be part of this.
However, there's always a but. It seems more and more robots and robotic manufacturing is a bigger role. Mm-hmm. Are we setting students up for career paths that are eventually going to be replaced by technology in 15 or 20 years?
Part of this, the school is about robotics. So yes, robotics will be a part of one of our pathways in our both of our commercial manufacturing and commercial building sectors. Your question about I believe that humans will never be replaced. I mean, yes, as technology changes, does the workforce look differently? Yes, they will. But that's not to say what our kids will be prepared for. And they'll be prepared for, maybe they'll be that designer of that robotic arm that industry needs. We still have this tremendous need for skilled labor. And I always use this example. The guy that came to our house and fixed my refrigerator, it's not going to be a computer showing up to fix our refrigerator, work on our air conditioning units, to build our homes. It's going to be people. It's always about people. And I had the example is, a $230 repair bill on a refrigerator. And I'm like, $230 in 5 minutes? He goes, yeah, $35 for the part and $200 to know where to put it. I mean, we need to train our kids to be able to do that kind of work. We have a workforce that is aging out. And I've heard that for many years in this community, whether it's in our pathways or in many pathways. So our job is to get our kids show them an opportunity so what they could do in the future.
That was Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess speaking with Fresno County Office of Education Superintendent Jim Yovino about a new career tech charter school that broke ground last week in Central Fresno.